Mr. Mint. Mr. Mint, when he said he spent his last gray dime on some library time. Learn and chew cement, permit that wine to shine down the line. Soda bear, mystics with splints. Frank Vombar studied his collection of cinnamon bear photos. He named the bear in the photos Jill, although he's not sure of its gender yet. Now he's up to 16 pictures of the attractive bear. He had been researching this elusive animal for some time now. They were almost completely wiped out now, and their very rareness makes them a target for hunters. Frank had even bought a handgun, a snub-nose 45. It was in case local hunters get stupid and try to hunt the bear on his land. Bombar would not allow that. Peter Satvom drank a carrot and radish coffee while listening to a three-piece opera punk band called Spucker. He was using a digital spy cam to take a few shots of the lead singer, Miss Ellen Murphy. Ellen Murphy was a tall, buxom blonde who sang in a Viking helmet and Dr. Martin's boots. She had denim shorts and a long, silky white shirt. Her hard nipples poked at the shirt, but no nipple color showed through. A short four-song set and Spucker was off the stage. Next was Lemon Vegetarian Waffle playing some rich white folk music. The seats at the place mainly taken up by rich college-going intellectuals. A couple late-teen poets with pizza faces scribbled their thoughts down on occasional word ejaculations. He was going to come back Saturday for the Save the Cinnamon Bear concert, with more rich folkies and a long reading by local author Opium Jones. Bedtime now, he thought. The hour getting almost up to 4 p.m. He lit his last cigarette. Just because he found it amusing to smoke inside, a clove and cinnamon number. Nice, tasty nicotine provided by tobacco extract drips within the roll. Peter left the place and walked home in the light rain. It felt like forever that late afternoon. Like Peter had been walking down the road since the dawn of time. One cloudy, overcast day, Frank Vombar was doing general cleaning chores about his house. He noticed out the west window a faded red truck parked across the street. The man inside had dark blue hat and sunglasses. He was staring into Vombar's backyard intently. Frank had bad thoughts as he looked at the man. Frank went into his bedroom and came out with a handgun. He even actioned it back. Frank went back to the window. The truck was still parked there, with the redneck motherfucker staring into the yard. Then the truck lurched forward and moved on. Frank had a cold feeling that the man had caught a glimpse of the bear and was planning to come back and shoot it. Frank waited for 20 minutes and then he went to the store and bought a bunch of security lights and a camera. He spent the next 6 hours working it onto the front yard and backyard. Mr. Mint flips his lid and squints. All his tension up is pent. His mind is clogged just like a vent. Mint hears the bells, bells of evening ringing. The night is what they're bringing, unless the sun god's intervening. Mint's mind is going blind. When he closes his eyes, it's hard to visualize. He is thinking of when to have a hole in his head drilled in. And would it be wise? Every sunrise is another surprise, another reason to rise. Mint, mint, mint. On porn as money is spent. Like an addiction, constant penis friction gives hope to the lotion to spill like an ocean on his flipping prune. Go at it again and then swoon. Bombar stayed home for 3 days, ever watchful. Peter Satvam was a half block from home when the rain got heavy. Thunder roared through the sky.